Batam is positioning itself as Indonesia's next digital economy hub. Once dominated by manufacturing, the island is now seeing rapid growth in technology-driven sectors, from data centers to digital education. Much of that growth is concentrated in Nongsa Digital Park, a special economic zone. Located just 45 minutes from Singapore's Tanah Merah Ferry Terminal, the park has become a magnet for multinational firms and training institutes.
Memang kita menyiapkan ekosistem ini tersendiri, terintegrasi dalam sebuah kawasan tersendiri. Dan ini tentu pasti menjadi daya tarik tersendiri bagi para investor. Memang letak Batam ini cukup strategis. Kita terkoneksi ke Singapura, ke Malaysia, dan jalur lalu lintas, ya, melalui jalur laut atau udara. Itu seluruh Indonesia itu bisa masuk dengan gampang.
According to Indonesia Statistics Agency, Batam's information and communication sector now contributes more than 4% of the city's economy, up from less than 3% in 2010. A major driver of Batam's digital growth is the booming data center industry. More than a dozen data center facilities are at various stages of development, with operators from Singapore, Hong Kong, New Zealand and the United Kingdom. Batam Indonesia Free Zone Authority says that cumulative data center investment has reached 11.4 trillion rupiah, or $679 million as of 2025. In July, the Indonesian government also announced that Asia's first quantum artificial intelligence data center will be built on the island, with an investment of $400 million.
Batam plays a strategic role in our vision, acting as an extension of Singapore. Singapore is an established data center market, but where companies need to scale their services with more capacity and more storage. Because of the super low latency between Singapore and Indonesia, that gives the possibility for Batam to serve Singapore with the right requirements as any data center in Singapore. So for example, cloud services, content service provider, financial services, or any enterprises can use offshore capacity in Batam.
Batam's relatively low exposure to earthquakes and flooding also makes it a resilient alternative to Jakarta. But growth is not without limits.
We want to grow, but we are limited by the amount of land we have. We're a private digital park. So, of course, the challenge is finding more land, finding the space for us to grow. I guess the challenge, of course, is keeping the environment, trying to protect the environment, because as you can see, our data centers sits right in front of a beautiful park, a forest before. We want to try to protect that as much as possible.
Another major challenge is talent. Local authorities acknowledge a mismatch between industry needs and workforce skills. Data show that high school graduates dominate local unemployment, with more than 26,000 unemployed in 2024 alone. Industry players say semi-skilled labour is available, but shortages remain at higher levels.
So our role is not only to educate talent, but also to bridging the gap within the talent, which is from the academia, from university, or from even from the vocational high school, how can be accepted by industry, which is the not local industry, because in a special like a zone here is basically international industries, right? So there's a big gap.
Still, there are signs of progress. Digital academies in Batam say their graduates are landing jobs faster, cutting post-graduation waiting times from 6 months to around 3. Infinite Learning, which is part of Nongsa Digital Park, has produced over 8,000 graduates, with most of them now working at multinational firms across Indonesia. Looking ahead, local leaders say deeper collaboration between government, industry and education will be key.